This morning, we are joined by State Representative Jeannie Ives, running for the Republican nomination for governor against sitting Governor Bruce Rauner. Jeannie, welcome to News Radio. Thanks for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me on today.
Well, let's begin by the question that we ask everyone. Why do you want to run for governor, and why do you think that you are better than the other candidates, in this case, a sitting Republican governor with, well, with lots of money?
Well, I don't like any of my choices. I mean, it's the same reason I ran for Wheaton City Council. I realized very quickly that the people that were, you know, making laws on me, my families, my friends' families, the small business owners, didn't have the solutions and didn't have the courage to actually advocate for the right solutions to move this, to move government forward. So at Wheaton City Council, I did the same thing, same reason I ran for state rep, and now I'm running for governor.
So
I know exactly what's going on and the game's being played, and I'm tired of it.
So how do you fix it specifically when we're talking about budget mess, pensions, unpaid debt? What do you do to break through and actually get the state on a decent financial footing?
Oh, it's an enormous challenge, you know, and I'm not going to lie to anybody about that. It's taken decades of bad decisions that got us to this place where, you know, you have $250 billion in debt, $9 billion in unpaid bills, and the same thing at the local level where you have literally cities on the brink of disaster. So it's going to have to be one good decision every single time. You know, I'm not looking to turn the state around in 2 years because it's going to take 4 years to put the policies in places that, you know, in 10 years will actually yield results. But we have to attack our property tax problem. We have to make the state the primary funder of education and then cap property taxes so you're not renting your home from your school superintendent anymore. I mean, we've got to take care of the pension problem. Just moving new hires into a 401k signals to the bond market, signals to business and residents that we're going to at least stop digging the hole deeper. So, I mean, it's going to be one good decision every single time, and we're going to, that's the way we have to do it in the state of Illinois.
How are you able to do it when you would essentially, if you win this, not only nomination, but also the governor's office, you'd be one of the only Republicans really in charge in state government. You'd have to deal with Democrats. How do you navigate that in order to make some of these changes?
Well, you know, actually, the Democrats are coming around. There's been some conversations recently, even as little as 2 weeks ago, about why is higher education so expensive for kids who live in our state. And that came out of a Democrat. So I'm enthralled by some of the conversations because people are waking up to the fact that we can't continue along the same path. 85% of Illinoisans know that we're on the wrong track. 50% of Illinoisans want to leave the state. And the reason they want to leave is over taxes. And the Democrats are feeling that same sort of pressure to get something done, to get the economy moving again. So we're going to stoke the revolt. We're going to make sure that we connect dots for people so they apply a pressure to their legislators to make the changes that have to happen. They have to happen. And I filed a bankruptcy bill because, quite frankly, there's some municipalities who are technically bankrupt, and they need a way out of their enormous debt burden.
Yeah, talk about the urgency in the fact that we do have all these people leaving the state, tens of thousands net outflow every year, and at least in the near term, it doesn't seem like that's changing. Talk about the urgency of that, and also, is there a way even beyond taxes to get it fixed, or is that the big issue?
We have to, you know, obviously grow our economy. There's no other way than restructuring our debt and growing our economy. That's the only way that you arrest any of the out-migration in the state of Illinois. And I think finally, really, the Democrats and for sure the voters in all parties are understanding that fact. They actually really want reform. They actually believe you when you say that, government is too big in the state of Illinois and it's unaccountable. People know that instinctively because they see it in their daily lives. So they just need somebody who that they know is going to connect dots for them and make these arguments in front of some of the most entrenched interests and not back down. So I think that's what people see in my candidacy because I've been that way for the last, 5 years that I've been down there. And it doesn't mean that you don't compromise, but at least you don't compromise your principles. You make sure every good decision moves us forward and not backwards. And that's not what happened in this last legislative session. It's not what happened with a 32% tax increase.
I want to give you a chance to respond to a couple of things you're being criticized over. The first one, Governor Rauner's now doing a bunch of ads. I know they're online. I don't know if they're beyond online, too. Basically saying you are Mike Madigan's favorite Republican. What's your response to that?
It's utterly ridiculous. It's comical. I mean, but this is Governor Rauner. He can't run to his record, and he doesn't want to talk about his record, so he's simply lying about mine. My speech opposing the tax increase in July has 2.2 million views. Last week, I just called on Mike Madigan to resign because he can't even control his own folks in terms of sexual harassment allegations. So, I mean, it's just nonsense. I've been given the award as, you know, I have 100% rating with tax accountability of sticking up for taxpayers. I mean, so it's just ridiculous on its face. He's lying about my record. He's lying about my votes. He's lying about me taking principled stance on legislation that dealt with property taxes that were scam votes, and I've written about them. You can go to my website and read all about it. Scam votes, and I'm the only one who called it out for the scam it was and stood with the Manufacturers Association, stood with the Daily Herald who vindicated my vote, stood with Taxpayers Federation of Illinois when they said it was a scam as well. I'm the only one standing up and calling out these scam votes by Democrats that passed through the House and could do nothing in the Senate because that was the intention. And now he wants to call me out on that. It's just everybody knows it's false. And even candidates he's supporting, like Darlene Sanger, said on Sunday morning that Jeannie Ives is not Mike Madigan's friend. Even she's admitted that.
Let me interject here, only because our time is short and I want to give you a chance. Something else that you've been under fire for is a commercial that you ran. I know you've sort of addressed this in some other venues. Mm-hmm. I just want to give you a chance to address it now. Your thoughts behind it. It dealt with transgenderism. It dealt with bathrooms. It dealt with abortion. Thoughts on running the spot? Do you regret it? Are you still running it? And what do you make of some of the accusations that have been made against you in light of it?
Well, here's the deal. I'm in a Republican primary challenge, and Republican primary voters need to understand how Rauner has betrayed our party and our values and has been somebody that he said he was not. So he said he was not going to do anything on the social agenda issues, and he did everything on social agenda. And our polling told us that people didn't understand what he had done. And so we ran a spot that was, you know, quite frankly, if it were a Saturday Night Live skit about the worst Republican governor in America, people would have been snickering at it. Instead, they're fidgeting in their seats because they saw in visual form exactly what the policy means. It was a policy commercial about his policies, and it's representative of the constituencies that Governor Rauner has aligned himself, which includes willy-nilly changing of birth certificates, an official document. We used to have a procedure that required medical intervention. Now it's willy-nilly, including out-of-state licensed folks can determine that you can change your sex. So that ad is accurate. It's truthful. And people just are shocked by it. But I'm surprised because it's the truth.
Well, it's great to have you with us. Great to have you with us. Great to have you be so candid with us in this interview and to take our questions. We hope to have you back again. That is State Representative Jeannie Ives, Republican, running in the primary against Governor Rauner.